もし今日初めてこの教会にいらっしゃった方がいるかもしれないので自己紹介したいと思います。僕の名前は千藤文和と言います。みんな文先生と言います。どうぞそういうふうに呼んでください、皆さんのことを大歓迎します。
So, some of you may be here for the first time, and so I would like to introduce our lead pastor to you. His name is Fumikazu Chito, but you can call him Fumi for short, everybody does, and don't worry, English speakers, he speaks English as well, so don't be deceived. He's got the ability. Go up and talk to him, he'd love to hear from you as well. Yep.
それでね、私たちはもう1年のうち、毎週日曜日ここに集まって、イエス・キリストを私たちの神様として礼拝しているキリスト教の教会です。
We are a Christian church and we gather here every Sunday.And we worship Jesus Christ as our Lord, as our God.
そして私たちは2000年間、このクリスチャンたちはイエス様を礼拝することをしてきました。
And you know, we know that the Christian church has a 2000 year history, 2000 year tradition. You know, we worship Jesus.
そしてなぜかわからない、いつの時点かわからないけど、じゃあイエス様がお生まれになった、人となって、神様が人となってイエス様が来られたんだから、そのことを記念してお祝いしようっていうことを決めた賢い人がいるわけです。
You know, somebody along the way, some smart person, probably in the early stages of Christianity, made this decision that, you know what, we need to celebrate the birth of Jesus every year. It doesn't say in the Bible to celebrate every year, but somebody along the way said, hey, let's turn this into an annual celebration, remember his birth.
So, その人があんまり考えなかったのは、日本で12月の終わり頃ってすごく忙しいってことはあんまり考えなかったんだもん。
That person probably didn't think about Japan when they set the date as December the 25th.
でもそれでも私たちはクリスマスが大好きなんです。
But,Regardless of how many other things, Emperor's birthday, Shogatsu, you know, stuff is happening around this time of year, we are still so happy to celebrate Jesus' birth, incarnation in the middle of that.
もちろん私たちの救い主であるイエス様が人となってこの地上に来られた素晴らしいだから好き。それもあるよ、もちろん。
You know, of course, it's important to remember that Jesus Christ came down to the earth as our Savior.
でもここにいるみんなが大体クリスマス好きなんです。
But you know what?It's more than that to some people, and I think most people in general like Christmas. All right.
どこかのすごく賢い人はクリスマスにはごちそうを食べなければいけないというルールを決めたんです。
And you know, somebody really smart decided that not only are we going to celebrate Jesus' birth every year, but also maybe some other smart guy said, "Hey, you know what? There's got to be a feast. We got to enjoy some really good food."
僕はたくさんのごちそうを食べれるかもしれないからクリスマスが好きなんだけど。
So you know that person invented Kentucky Fried Chicken and
maybe
Japan anyway.
はいはい。それだけではなく、皆さんプレゼントがもらえるからクリスマス好きっていう人がいるかもしれません。
Then the other thing is somebody decided that you know this would be a good time of year to give presents to each other, and so that's another reason that we enjoy Christmas, right?
もらう時よりも何かその人のために選んであげてそれを渡して箱を開けた時、袋を開けた時、うわ嬉しい。なんで私これが必要って分かってたのって言われる時あれ嬉しいやな。
And you know, of course, it is greater to give than to receive, or so they say, right? And so, you know, when we receive gifts, of course, we're happy, but we're also really happy to think about that person.Buy them a gift that we think they might really be able to use, or make them a gift, and then when they open it to see that look on their face, like, how did you know I needed this or I wanted this? That's a great feeling.
それからうちの場合はクリスマスになると12月になると音楽がバチッともう巫女さん DJ で変わってしまうわけ。
And so the other thing about Christmas that changes in our home is that on December 1st, or you know, once December rolls around, it's Christmas season, all of a sudden...Fumi's wife, Miko, becomes the DJ, and all of a sudden it's Christmas music 24/7, right?
もういろんなミュージシャンのクリスマスアルバムが次から次にかかるわけです。
We've got all sorts of different CDs in our home. We've got all different, you know, all the musicians are all lined up, and we listen to them all.
僕もクリスマスの音楽します。例えば、キヨシこの夜ってあんな風に長く歌われて、それでもあんだけ美しいメロディーの歌ってないよ、ほんまに。すごく美しいです。
You know, I love Christmas music too. You know, for example, Silent Night.I don't know who created this song. I don't know how they did it, but it is, isn't it just the most beautiful melody out there?
それから、Joy to the world, more love it ってなんか歌うとなんか楽しい気分になってくるし。
And you know, don't you get filled with, literally filled with joy when you sing Joy to the world?
それからもう一つええなと思うのは、We wish, 歌な、タンタンタラララランタン。
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
あれをちょっとみんなで歌おうや。今年は、来年の1月1日、ハッピーニューイヤーの日が今日、教会でここでできへんから、みんなでクリスマスとハッピーニューイヤー一緒にやらなあかんから。
So we can't celebrate the actual Happy New Year part here in church because the building's closed, but let's sing that song so that we can sing the Merry Christmas part and the Happy New Year part as well, right?
Okay, ちょっと待って、行くで、せーの。
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って。
Hang on a second.
あのね、この中のうち何人か知らんけど、こうやって歌ってる人おるやろ。
I heard some people out there singing this way, we wish your Merry Christmas.
ちゃうの ?You are Merry Christmas! ちゃうのって皆さん思ってない
?So some people, you know, especially in Japanese, the sounds are very similar. You, and your sound very similar.
日本人の耳にとってはほとんど一緒に聞こえるんやけど。
So, like, it's hard to distinguish between the two, right?
ですよ、ちゃうねんで。
But it's not your.
だけどみんなほとんどの日本人の人は We wish you a Merry Christmas を歌うんです。
But apparently, I mean, I didn't know this, but Japanese people, very many of them will sing it. We wish your Merry Christmas.
いや、You are Merry Christmas は間違えねんで。
Now, let's not make the mistake. It's you are Merry Christmas, right?
だけど僕その間違いが大好きなんで。
But you know what? I kind of think this mistake is really cute and it's actually very, you know, fitting.
これはすごく大切なこと。なぜかというとクリスマスはあなたのものだからです。クリスマスはあなたのために神様が用意されたものだから。
Well, you know, if we say we wish your Merry Christmas, it means that Christmas is yours, and in fact, Christmas is yours, and so it's actually, you know, pretty fitting.
クリスマスが皆さん自身のためにあるって知ってましたか?
Did you know that Christmas was created or Christmas exists for you?
でももしかしたら皆さんそういうふうに感じないかもしれない。
You may not feel that way.
特に今年クリスマスって私には関係ないわって思ってる人がおるかもしれません。
Some of you might be saying, like, especially this year, Christmas is not Mary and Christmas is not mine.
クリスマスは恋人がいる人たちだけのものですと思ってるかもしれません。
Like, Christmas is meant to be for lovers or for couples or people with a boyfriend or girlfriend or people that want romance, and I'm not in that mode, sorry.
もしかしたらクリスマスというのは家族がいる人のためだけのものかもしれません。
Or you might be saying Christmas is for people that have families, you know, they gather around, they have the meal or they exchange presents, and I ain't part of a family or my family's far away or whatever, right?
もしかしたらあなたはクリスマスがお金持ちの人のためだけだと思ってるかもしれません。
Or you might be saying Christmas is for the rich. I mean, rich people can afford to go on vacation or have the big dinners or do Christmas exchanges, Christmas gift exchanges. I don't have that kind of money. Christmas is not mine.
クリスマスっていうのはプレゼントをくれる人がいる人たちだけのものだと思ってるかもしれません。
You might be thinking that Christmas is only for those that can afford to buy presents to be able to give to others or exchange presents.
そして私のためじゃないと思ってるかもしれません。
So Christmas is not mine, it's not for me.
健康な人たちだけのものだと思ってるかもしれません。
You're thinking Christmas is for the healthy and I am not in good health.
2016年の1年間を振り返ってみたときに私今年のクリスマス、ハッピーな感じで祝えないと思うかもしれません。
You might be looking back on your 2016 and saying, you know what, this has not been a very good year for me. I don't know how I can get myself, force myself to get into that Christmas mode and be happy and filled with joy. Christmas this year is not on the menu.
特に今年のクリスマスは、マイクリスマスじゃないって、私は関係ない、私はハミゴにされてるって思う人がいるかもしれません。
So you might want to grinch it up and say, Christmas is not mine this year, this is for all those other people, it's not for me.
今日皆さんに覚えて帰ってほしいこと、それはクリスマスはあなたのためにあるんです。
But I want you to remember this. This is the one thing you need to remember before you leave this place today, is that Christmas is for you. Christmas is yours.
クリスマスというのはこの世界を作り、そしてあなたを目的を持ってお作りになられた神様が人となってこの地上に来られた日なんです。
Christmas is a celebration of the day that our God, the creator of the universe, the creator of you, came down to this earth in the form of a human being.
神様が私たちとの関係を回復するために私たちのところに人となって来てくださったんです。
God came down to this earth in order to repair the broken relationship between himself and us. The relationship that we broke, he came to repair that.
そしてどれほど私たちのことを神様が愛しておられるかということを私たちに伝えるためにこの地上に来られたんです。
And God came down to earth to declare to us to make sure that we knew just exactly how much he loves us, how much he cares for us, and how much he wants that relationship with us.
そのことを私たちは毎年祝うんです。
And we celebrate that every year.
今日 みんなでクリスマスのストーリーをもう一度読みながらクリスマスの本質を学びましょう。
So we're going to look back on the original Christmas story found in the Bible and we're going to remember the essence of Christmas together.
クリスマスのストーリーはとっても変な形で始まります。
Now the Christmas story starts in a very strange manner and you know, you may not remember exactly how it started.
2000年前に中東のパレスチナというエリアで始まったお話なんですけれども。
So we gotta go back in time 2000 years into the area of the world that was known as Palestine.
その時に、起こった出来事、それはね、ティーネイジャーの女の子が妊娠したんです。
And it started in a seemingly harmless way, at least, you know, from our eyes, but if you look back in those days, a teenage girl became pregnant.
うん。相手は結婚相手が決まってる女の子でした。
Now here's the thing is that you know she actually had a fiance. She already had somebody that she was set to marry.
でも彼女が妊娠したその相手の男性っていうのはその結婚相手になる人じゃなかったんです。
But the thing is that she said when people found out that she was pregnant or when she announced that she said, "Hey, this guy that I'm about to marry, he is not the father of my baby." Scandal.
うん。その女の人は私は神様によって、妊娠しましたと言い始めたんです。
And she said that God is the one, she is pregnant from God. So God is the one that impregnated her.
そして天使がこういうふうに言ったって言うんです。その赤ちゃんの名前をイエスという名前をつけなければいけないって。
And I was told, Mary says, this lady says, the girl says, I was told that I'm to name this baby Jesus.
そのティーンエイジャーの女の子の名前はマリアと言いました。
Her name, as I previously said, is Mary.
そしてその婚約者なんだけれども、その赤ちゃんのお父さんじゃない婚約者の名前はヨセフと言いました。
Now the guy that was engaged to her to be married, who was not the actual father, the biological father of the baby, his name was Joseph.
Okay, ここの中で、ティーンエイジャーの女の子を持ってるお父さんお母さんいますか？
Are there any fathers out there with a teenage girl?
僕だけ？あ、
one, two, three, four.
ね、もしお宅の娘さんがママちょっと話あんねんとか言うて、何あんたシリアスになって、いや実は言うと今まで言われへんかったんけどって話し始めたらどうしますか？
Okay, well, put yourself in this situation then. Imagine that your teenage daughter comes to you and says, there's something I need to tell you that I've been meaning to tell you, but I haven't yet. And imagine if she dropped this bomb on you.
そして私妊娠してんって言われたらどうしますか？
I'm pregnant.
一番最初パパママたちの反応というのは、ほんまなんて相手ダメなんやんか。
And the first thing that a parent is going to ask, especially if, you know, if the girl doesn't have a steady or whatever, they're going to be like, what? Who's the guy? Who did this to you?
あんたこれ、なんていうことしたんだから、ママ情けないって、もう涙出てくるわって、わーってママは泣くわけ。
Like, what were you thinking? How could you do this to me? Is probably what the mother or father's reaction would be, right?
まだお腹目立てへん前に、ちょっとこれ分かってよかったわ、どうしようどうしようどうしようってみんなパニックするわけ。
And you know, so maybe, okay, well, I'm glad that I found out before, you know, you started to show, but what are we going to do? How are we going to tell people or what are we going to do about this?
高校をやめて、田舎のおじいちゃん、おばあちゃんのところにあなた引っ越ししなさいということになるかもしれません。
And they might say, you better move out to the countryWhere nobody can see you, go and live with grandpa and grandma. It's safe there.
近所の人があんたのお腹大きなってきたら、もう見たらなんて言われるか私とかで気にするかもしれない。
Because I'm worried about what the neighbors are going to say if they see you know that you're starting to show that your belly's starting to stick out. What are they going to say to me or what kind of rumors are going to be spread?
それはマリアさんのお父さんとお母さん困らはったと思うで。
You can imagine that you know Mary's father and mother probably felt these things too.
でもそれと同時に結婚する約束になったヨセフさんもパニックしたと思います。
But,What about Joseph? How do you think Joseph took this?
この当時、ティーンエイジャーの女の子は30代真ん中ぐらいの男性と結婚するのが普通でした。
Now, it was pretty normal in those days that a girl in her teens would be set up with and maybe be engaged to a guy that's in his mid-30s around.
そういう時に彼はどういうリアクションを取るべきですか?
So, what kind of reaction would he have to this?
私とあなた結婚する約束になってたけれども、実は私、お腹に赤ちゃんができたのって言って、あなたに身の覚えがない時、男性たちそれはどうどういうリアクションを取るべきなんですか?
What do you think? Like a girl goes up to the, you know, this guy that she's to be married to and says, look, like, I'm pregnant and you're not the father. What do you think this 30-something guy is going to do?
やっぱりそれは静かに婚約解消するのが普通やと思う。
Now, a good man would very quietly, you know, just absolve the marriage, he would not marry her, and he would just move on and not say anything.、
Right? 考えて考えて最後にこう言うんです。君のことを愛してきたけど、もう君のことを信頼できない。
He might say, I love you, I loved you, but I can't trust you anymore. We cannot continue this relationship because this is off to a terrible start.
イエス様が生まれてきた家庭というのはそういう混乱の中に生まれてきた。
Now that's the situation surrounding Jesus' birth, or at least the pre-birth time for Jesus.
でもこの混乱にはストーリーがあるんです。
But there's a story that continues out of this.
このヨセフさんという30代中盤の男性は、このマリアちゃんが言ってる神によって妊娠したというのを信じたんです。
Joseph actually made the decision to believe what Mary said, that she had become pregnant by the Spirit of God, and he decided to stay with her.
そして二人は結婚することに決めました。二人でその赤ちゃんを育てることを決めたんです。
Joseph decided, even though the baby was not his biologically, that he would stay with Mary, that they would raise this child together as a married couple.
この僕と君で、このよくわからない混乱との状況を何とかして解決しようというふうにヨセフさんは決めたんです。
Now, I don't know what's going on here. This is all very confusing to me. It's very confusing to you, I'm sure as well. But let's go through this together. I want to be by your side. And Joseph, he manned up and did that.
多分彼がしたかったのはちょっと遠くの村に住んで静かに暮らしたかったやと思う。
Yeah, he probably wanted to just, you know, live out the rest of his days then in a quiet, peaceful area where nobody would know him.
その時に超鬱陶しいことが起きて。
But something, you know, complicated things even further.
それは何かというと、本当やったら男性と女性が結婚したら、まあ私たちだったら新婚旅行とか行ったりするやんか。
You know, so it's very possible that if things had been normal, that Joseph and Mary would have gotten married and had a honeymoon, right? They may have gone off somewhere on a special
trip.
Now, their honeymoon was quite different than ones that we might want to have.
その当時彼らが住んでたユダヤというエリアはローマ帝国に収められてたんですけど。
Now, this area that they lived in Palestine, in Judea, was actually under the control, under the rule of the Roman Empire.
ローマ皇帝が君たちに税金を正しく納めさせるためにあなたたちがもう一度戸籍のある町に帰ってそして住民登録をしなさいと言ったんです。
Now, the Emperor of Rome said, you know what, I need to collect taxes from all of my people in order to make sure that I'm getting as many of the taxes as I deserve.You need to go back to your hometown, not the town you live in.
僕やったら、私は阪急乗って地下鉄乗った大阪やから、すぐ行けるで。
Yeah, I mean, we could easily go to Osaka or wherever here. It's pretty simple. But they had to go back to their hometown, to the town that they were registered in originally, and they had to go there and set things up so that the emperor
knew how much. Winnipeg までどうやって帰るの、そんな。
Forget that. No, I'm not going. I'll become Japanese. It's okay.
彼らが住んでた、彼らが住んでたあのエリア、ナザレという町から、ヨセフさんのご家族の実家があったベツレヘムというところは、僕、まあ、この間旅してきてんけれども、大体車で4、5時間なんです。
So they were living in a town called Nazareth at the time, but Joseph's hometown was a place called Bethlehem, which was further down south. And Fumi recently, you know, made a trip to Israel, and he did the trip from A to B. He said by car it's about 4 to 5 hours.
あのね、歩いて妊婦さんを連れて旅しないでください。
Now, I can't imagine and I don't recommend that you take this trip on foot with a pregnant woman.
考えてください。妊娠6ヶ月、7ヶ月のティーンエイジャーの女の子をロバに乗せて、車で5時間かかるところを歩いていったんです。
She's 6 to 7 months pregnant. She's a teenager, never had a baby before. And now you're taking her and putting her on a donkey and doing this trip that takes 4 to 5 hours by car? It's crazy.
それがしっかりと聖書に書かれているんです。
But that's written in the Bible. It's very clear.
読んでみましょう。これが正確なオーセンティックな本物のクリスマスの記録です。
So this is the real authentic record of the first Christmas.
その頃、全世界の住民登録をせよという勅令が皇帝アウグストスから出た。これはクレニオという人がシリアというエリアの総督であった時の最初の住民登録だ。だから歴史的にこの時やっていうのははっきりわかるね。それで人々は皆登録のためにそれぞれ自分の家族の故郷に帰っていった。ヨセフという人も、先話したヨセフという人もガリラヤの町ナザレ、北の端の町ですから、ナザレは。ユダヤのベツレヘムという南の果ての町に、ダビデの町に、登っていった。彼はダビデの家系直系であり血筋でもあったので身重になっている妊娠しているイーナ付けの妻マリアも一緒に登録するためであった。
So we're going to look at Luke chapter 2 verses 1 through 5. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, the empire. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. You know, very authentic, very historically accurate, and we can pinpoint it down. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the northern town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea in the south, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
僕と美子さんは結婚した時、すぐには新婚旅行に行けなかったです。十分お金がなかったから、後で行ったんやけど。
So when Fumi and Miko got married, they didn't have enough money to take, you know, to go on a proper honeymoon.
若かったからな。
Because they were very young.
そうそう。
And so they didn't go on their honeymoon right away.
だけど僕らは行かへんかったけれども、でも行かへんよりももっと嫌な新婚旅行やこれ。
So not going on a honeymoon, you know, on this trip is probably kind of a bummer.Or was it? Well, you liked it. You were happy. You were happy. But anyway, but it's kind of a bummer that you don't get to go on the vacation. But actually, for Joseph, it was even worse than that. It was worse than not going on vacation.
マリアちゃんが高校の同窓会とか行ってやで、クラス会とか行ってやで。あんた結婚した。え、どこ新婚旅行行った？いう話になるわけ。
So you can imagine then Mary goes to her high school reunion, right? Several years later, and hey, so you got married. I heard. Where did you go on your honeymoon?
うちは彼も私もスキューバ好きやから、あのグレートバリアリーフにスキューバダイビングの旅行に行ってんって。
So you can imagine like one of her buds from high school is like, yeah, you know, me and my hubby, we both really enjoy scuba diving. So we went to Australia to the Great Barrier Reef. We did scuba diving. It's pretty fun.
マリアちゃんどこ行ったん？
Where did you go, Mary?
私旦那の故郷にノルウェー旅行って。
I went to my husband's hometown and we paid our taxes.
でも彼は行ったんです。
But that's what they did.
そして行って多分親戚の家かどっかに泊まっとったんや。
And?We can imagine, shocker here, they probably stayed with some relatives.、
うん、そしてところが彼らがそこにいる間にイエス様が生まれたと聖書は言う。
But while they were there down in Bethlehem, Jesus was born.
読んでみましょう、6節。ところが彼らがそこにいる間にマリアは月が満ちて男の子の最初の子を産みました。それでその男の子を布にくるんで貝羽桶に寝かせました。
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths, placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.、
うん、で、ここでちょっと一言お知らせしないといけないことがあります。
There's something I need to tell you about this passage.
あのね、クリスチャンたちが信じているクリスマスのストーリーでかなり神話的なところが多いんです。
You know, there's a lot of kind of mythical aspects of this Christmas story, even amongst the Christian community, as far as what we believe happened on that night.
で、宿屋って書いてるやんか。
Okay, it says there that there's an inn, right?、
うん、でも彼らが泊まってるのは多分普通の家なんです。
However, they probably stayed at a regular home.
で、多分結構何週間も何ヶ月も泊まってたと思う。
And they probably were staying there for a good amount of time.
で、この文化のパレスチナのユダヤの文化の中で親戚の人が帰ってきて、いや、うちあかんからあんたホテル泊まりって絶対それはなかった。
And you know, back in the day, in the Jewish culture, in these days, there's no way that if a relative came to your place and said, hey, I need a place to stay, there's no way they'd say, sorry, we can't have you stay here. Why don't you go try the hotel?
先生、聖書ってギリシャ語で書かれてるけど、もともとの宿屋っていうものの宿屋って訳された言葉のもともとの意味にホテルっていう意味は一切ないんです。
Here's the other thing is that, of course, the New Testament was originally written in Greek, and we've got that word in there, but in the original Greek, that in does not mean hotel.
まあまあちょっとした翻訳の間違いないけども、皆さん覚えてください。イエス様はお家で生まれたんです。
Now, you know, you might say, okay, maybe it was a bit of a translation error or whatever, but let's keep in mind that Jesus was born in a home.
宿屋さんじゃなかったんですか？
Hang on a second. I thought that it was like behind the inn and they were in a stable and stuff and they were all by themselves. Wait a minute. It's okay, you know, if that's what you've heard all these years, that's okay.
でも現実にはもう一度違う、もう一つの訳を言わせてください。こちらの方がどっちよりニュアンスに近い訳なんです。ところが彼らがそこにいる間にマリアちゃんは妊娠10ヶ月9ヶ月になって男の子を出産しました。それで布にくるんで貝羽桶に寝かせました。彼らがステイしてた家には彼らの寝る客間スペースが 他の人たちによってもうすでに使用されていたために使えなかったのですというのが正しい翻訳。
It's interesting that the more accurate translation has katakana like gairaigo in it. But anyways, so here we go. The more accurate translation, what we could say is this. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no more space for the guests available in the house.They were staying at. You can ignore the second button.
そして当時の普通の農家の民家の作りがこうなってました。
And so this is what a typical home would look like back in those days.
一番左下にある入り口が台所につながってるんだけど、台所から玄関に入って、そして階段登ってリビングルームに行くんです。
Kind of 勝手口、right? So we've got on the left side, we've got the kitchen, and we've got the entrance into the kitchen area there, right?
そしてリビングルームって書いてるけども、あそこはリビング兼ダイニング兼パパ、ママ、子供たちの寝室なんです。
Now, where it says family living room there, it's not like the living room that we think of, the L in the LDK. This is literally the room that they live in. This is where they all sleep. This is where they do their dining. This is where they do everything. This is their life room, so to speak.
そして、大体、まあまあ、中産階級のミドルクラスの人たちだったら、客間があって、もう一つ上にちょっと作っとったんです。
And there might have been, especially for those that were kind of upper middle class, or maybe a little bit higher up on the pay scale, the wealth scale, they might have had a side room there, like that guest room that we see on the right.
イエス様が生まれたお家にマリアさんとヨセフさんがこうお世話になってたんやけど、客間はもうすでによその親戚のおっちゃんおばちゃんに使われとったということです。
Now, it's very possible this is what the passage is telling us, in fact, is that when Joseph and Mary came to this home, that the guest room...That would be the room that, you know, it's the relative's home and it's the guest room and that other relatives were already in that room.
だから親戚のおばちゃんたちが、じゃあ私たちの居住空間、リビングルームにあんたたちステイして、ええよっていうふうに温かく迎えられたんやと思う。
So there's no more room in the inn, meaning the guest room, so why don't you come and stay in our living room? Why don't you come into our life space?
つまりイエス様は洞窟でひっそりと生まれたとか、そんなんじゃなくて、温かい家庭の中で生まれてきたんです。
So Jesus was not born in some cold, empty cave, you know, in the middle of the night necessarily, you know, as we tend to believe, but rather Jesus was born in a home.
うん。そして夜は台所の奥には馬小屋があって、そこに家畜を入れるんです。
Now, the livestock would tend to be put into this back room, this side room, where the kitchen was. At night, the animals would be in there.
そして農業に使う道具とかもそのガレージに入れます。
They would put, you know, some of their tools from their farming and all that kind of stuff as well into that kind of garage area.
そしてイエス様はそのガレージとリビングルームの間に設置された貝場桶のところに寝かされたという。
Now, in the middle, in between the kind of garage or the stable and the living room, there would be like this manger area, right?
そんなひどいわ、もう馬とかの近くに汚いんだちゃうんと思うかもしれへんけど。
You might be thinking, oh, that's gross. Like, why would they put him so near the animals? They're all filthy. They could get disease.
どうしてパパ、ママ、そして親戚のおっちゃん、おばちゃんたちがイエス様をあそこに置いたんでしょうか？
Why do you think...You know, remember, it's not just Mary and Joseph. They've got the whole family there. Why would they choose to put him in the middle in that area?
あそこが家の中で一番あったかいところなんです。
As a matter of fact, that would be the warmest part of the entire house.
台所に一番近いし。
It's near the kitchen.
の動物たちがいるから一番暖房として彼らはあったかいだから。
You know, the animals act as like a natural, you know, heating source right there as well, right?
うん。ね、多分赤ちゃんがいるから、私たちリビングで寝ますってマリアさんたち言ったんでしょうね。
You know, and it's very possible that you know, oh, we've got a baby, so can we sleep in your living room? You know, it's the warmest part of the house.
そしてそこの時代のすべての赤ちゃんが布にくるまれて、抱っこされてたんです、ママに。
And it was very normal, you know, as it says in the passage that, you know, she wrapped him in cloth, but that was typical of that time. Any baby that was born would be wrapped in cloth.
そして多分近所のおばちゃん、おっちゃんに抱っこされて、ベビーシットされて、あれ知ったんちゃうかなと思うんですね。
You know, and it's very possible that the neighbor, you know, the moms and pops from the neighborhood would come in and, you know, hold baby Jesus as well.
普通のお家に生まれてきたんです。
He was born in a normal home.
ああ。普通の家庭、皆さんのようなお家、皆さんのお家のような家庭にイエス様は生まれてきたんです。
He was born in, you know, every bit as normal of a place as all of us live in.
うん。 だからイエスも私たちのことをよくお分かりになるんです。
And you know, you could very well say that Jesus understands us that much more because he was born in exactly the same way as we were.
だけれども、ルカによる福音書にはイエス様の生まれた夜に関するもっと優れた情報が書かれています。
However, there's something even more interesting about Jesus' birth, and that takes place the night of his birth.
イエス様が生まれた夜、神様は天使たちを使わせてあるタイプの人に救い主があなたのために生まれたよっていう報告をしに行ったというんです。
God sent some angels to a particular group of people to say, look, a savior has been born for your sake.
うん。それは町の外れ、ベツレヘムの町の外れで羊飼いで羊の番をしてた羊飼いだというんです。
We're talking about people that were on the literal geographical fringes of town, but also socially they were on the fringes, on the outskirts.、
うん、
It was the shepherds that were taking care of the sheep.
うん。この羊飼いという人は社会的に差別されていた人で、クリスマスなんて私たちのためにはないんや、俺ら関係ないねんって、はっきり言って、幸せじゃないしっていうタイプの人たちでした。
These are the same types of people that, you know, in this day and age are discriminated against, are seen as inferior, uneducated, poor, stupid, whatever, that Christmas is not for you because you're lower class. Those are the same types of people that the shepherds
are. もしかしたらあなたもそういうふうに感じてるかもしれない。
And you might have felt the same way at some point in your life, maybe even today.
でもそんな人に神様はクリスマスの報告をしに来たんです。
But God came and announced Christmas to these people first.
うん。イエス様が生まれた日の夜のことです。
This is the evening of the birth of Jesus.
それも多くの人は感じないけど、イエス様が夜生まれたかどうか知らんよ。
You know,
朝生まれたかもしらん、昼生まれたかもしらんけど。
Here's another kind of maybe misconception or whatever, or just an assumption that we make when we read the scripture, which doesn't say this, that Jesus was born at night and the shepherds came at night. We don't know that. Jesus might have been born in the middle of the morning.
朝の10時とか。
We don't know, and it's okay. We don't have to necessarily know the time of his birth, but he wasn't necessarily born at night. But this part of the story takes place at night.
でもイエス様が生まれた夜にこれが起こったんです。
So this happened the evening of his birth, the night of his birth.
8節。さて、この土地に羊飼いたちが野宿で野蛮をしながら羊の群れを見守っていた。すると主の使いが彼らのところに来て、主の栄光が周りを照らしたので彼らはひどく恐れた。御使いたちは彼らに言った。恐れることはありません。今私はこの民全体のために素晴らしい喜びの知らせを持ってきたんです。今日ダビデの町であなた方のために、あなた方のために救い主がお生まれになりました。この方こそ主キリストです。あなた方は布にくるまって貝羽桶に寝ておられる緑子を、赤ちゃんを見つけます。これがあなた方のための印です。するとたちまちその御使いと一緒に多くの天の軍勢、天使たちが現れて神を賛美していった。糸高きところに栄光が神にあるように、また地の上には平和が御心にかなう人々にあるように。天使たちがそれを歌って彼らを離れて天に帰ったとき、羊飼いたちは互いに話し合った。さあ、ベツレヘムに行って、主が私たちのために、私たちに知らせてくださったこの出来事を見てこようやんか。
Here we go. We're going to continue from verse 8 through 15. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them.And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth,Peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
この当時一番蔑まれていた職業だったんです、羊飼いっていうのは。
You know, this profession of the shepherds was probably the lowest, the bottom of the barrel in society.
もちろん貧しかったです。
Of course, these men were poor.
そして無教育でした。
They were uneducated.
そして社会の底辺の人たちだった。
You know, they were, as I said earlier, they were kind of on the fringes or the outskirts of society.
神が人となってきたんだよっていう知らせを最初に聞いたのはこの人たちだったんです。
And yet, they were the very first ones to hear news of the birth of the Savior.
そしてそれに対して驚きました。もちろん天使に驚いたのはあるけど。
You know, of course, they were surprised at seeing an angel, but they were also very surprised to hear the news.
でも最初に僕らですかっていうのももっと驚いたと思う。
Like, you're telling us first? We're the first ones to know about this? Us?
うん。そしてそれだけじゃなくて、その方を行って見つけてきなさい。訪問しなさいって、そんな私ら呼ばれてませんけどって思ったと思う。
And you're telling us that we're allowed to go see the baby? Like, we're dirty, uneducated shepherds that nobody likes, and you're telling us it's okay to go?
うん。そして、神様である方を訪問するほど私たちはクリーンじゃないって思ってたと思うんです。
Like, we take care of dirty sheep. We live in the fields. We are not clean people. We're not worthy. We're definitely not clean enough to go visit the God of the universe.
だけど、行こうと思ったんです。
But let's go.
でも、なんで彼らは行こうと思ったんでしょうか?
Why did they feel comfortable enough to make that decision to go?
うん。それは天使たちがとても重要な情報を彼に与えたから。
Because the angels told them something very important that put them at ease.
うん。絶対君ら追い返されへんよって分かるような一言を彼らにポンと残したんです。
The angel said one thing that made them sure that they would not be sent away if they went to visit the baby.
12節見てみましょう。
That's in verse 12.
あなたたちは布にくるまって貝羽桶に寝ておられる緑子を見つけますと書いてあるんです。
It says, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger.
これがあなたたちのための印です。
This is the sign that we're sending to you, right?、
うん、そう。天使たちが、どうしてこれを言ったかというと、多分、行っておいでって言うただけやったら、いやいや、僕ら招待されてないしって羊飼いが言うと思ったんです。
Okay, you can imagine that the angels knew that if they just told the shepherds, go visit the baby, they would have been like, no, we're not worthy, we'll just stay here with the sheep.
でも、天使たちが羊飼いに言ったのは、その赤ちゃんは、あなたたちが住んでるような民家で生まれて、そして、あなたたちが慣れ親しんだ動物たちの横に置かれているんですよというふうに情報を流したんです。
But the angels, you know, furthered their announcement with this information that look, you know, the baby that was born just as everybody else is born, in a home, near the animals, in a manger. You're gonna see a regular baby, so, you know, feel free to go. Don't be worried about it.
だから追い返されないよ。
You're not gonna be sent away if you go.
それを聞いた羊飼いたちは、いや、ほんまに私たちのため
Like, really? Okay, now we can believe that this baby was born for us, sure.
エルサレムの都会の偉い人たちのために生まれたんじゃなくて。
You know, it's not that he was born just for the upper class of the rich city of Jerusalem.
私たちのような人のために生まれたんだって。
This baby was born for our sake, even for the lowest of the low.
これは私たちのための神様なんだ。
This God is our God, he is for us.
だから行こうと思ったんです。
So let's go.
そしてイエス様は2000年後の今でも同じように無教育で愚かで身分が低くて差別されて馬鹿にされている私たちのような人たちの神様なんです。
And so Jesus is giving us the same message today that he is a God for the uneducated, for the discriminated against, for the people that have no money, for the people that have no big family or no great wealth of their own. Jesus is for us.
だから皆さんに今日覚えて帰ってほしいクリスマスのメッセージがあるんです。
So this is the message I want you to remember. This is the Christmas message.
それはイエス様はあなたの神様です。
Jesus is your God.
うん。神様はあなたに招待状を出したんです。
Jesus has given you an invitation to come.
そしてその招待状にこういうふうに書いてるんです。
And this is what it says.
うちの家来てって。
Come to my house.
うちの家来てって。
Please come to my house.
うちの家来て、私はあなたのための神様なんだ。
Because I am a God for you and I want you in my house.
天使が羊飼いに言った言葉、もう一度思い出しましょう。10節見てみましょう。天使は彼らに言った。恐れることはありません。私はこの民全体のための素晴らしい喜びを知らせに来たんですよ。今日ダビデの町であなたのために救い主が生まれてきたんですよ。この、素晴らしい喜びの知らせは for all people、 すべての人のために。
Let's look back on verse 10, what the angels said, to the shepherds. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be forAll the people.
すべての人のために。
For everyone.
すべての人のために。
It's for everyone.
日本人のために。
It's for the Japanese.
肌が白い人のために。
It's for the whiteies.
濃い色の肌の人のために。
It's for people with dark skin too.
そしてアジアの人のために。
It's for the Asians.
スペイン語を喋る人のために。
It's for the Hispanics.
ポルトガル語を喋る人のために。
It's for the Portuguese.
男性のために。
It's for the men.
女性のために。
For the women.
そしてハワイの人のためにも。
Even for the Hawaiians.
そして大人のためにも。
It's for adults.
そして子供のためにも。
It's for kids.
人生の中で大きな間違いを犯した人のために。
It's for people that have blown it in their lives and made huge mistakes.
貧しい人のために。
It's for the poor.
豊かな人のために。
It's for the rich.
嘘つきのためにも。
It's for liars.
そして正直な人のためにも。
It's for the painfully truthful people.
結婚している人のためにも。
It's for people that are married.
そしてイエス様を離婚している人のためにも生まれた。
It's for the people who are divorced as well.
醜い人のためにも。
It's for the ugly, did you say?
Don't look at me. Ugly? 醜い人のためにも。
Where am I supposed to look then? I'm scared.
Maybe.
It's for all the ugly people out there in the world that aren't here, right?
そして美しい人のためにも。
It's for the beautiful people.
そしてもう整形手術をして美しくなった人のためにも。
Even for the people that were ugly that wanted to make themselves beautiful and got cosmetic surgery.
太ってる人のためにも。
It's for fat people.
痩せてる人のためにも。
It's for the skinnies.
For all people.
It is for all people. The good news is for all people.
友達がいない人のためにも。
It's for people that are friendless.
クリスマスに行くべきパーティーがない人のために。
It's for people that have no party to attend at Christmas time.
クリスマスに帰るべき家がない人のために。
It's for people that have nowhere to go, no home to return to at Christmas time.
クリスマスに寂しく人の過ごす人のために。
It's for people that are spending Christmas all alone, lonely.
クリスマスに仕事をしなければいけない人のために。
It's for the people that have to work on Christmas.
そしてクリスマスに病気で病院に寝泊まりしないといけない人。
It's for the people that are in the hospital sick on Christmas Day as well.
そして神を憎む人たちのためにも。
It's even for the people out there that hate God.
For all people.
It is for all people, 100%.
すべての人のために生まれたんです。
Everyone that was born.
あなたのために来られたんです。
He came for you.
だから今年のメリークリスマスは It's your Merry Christmas. あなたのメリークリスマス。
So this year we really do want to wish your Merry Christmas. We want it to be for you.
クリスマスはあなたのためのもの。
Because Christmas is for you.
そしてこのイエスという方は神様で、神様はあなたのためにこの地上に来られたんです。
Because Jesus came down to this earth for you.
Unto you the child was born. あなたのためにこの子が生まれたんです。
You know, it is unto you, it is unto all of you, plural, that the child was born.
普通の民家に生まれて、普通の服を着ている神様なんです。
This is a regular, you know, this baby, this God was incarnated, was brought to earth in a regular home, wearing regular clothes.
だから私たちのことがわかる神様なんです。
And so he knows.What we regular people are going through.
私たちのことを理解してくださる神様。
He understands we regular ordinary people.
あなたの悲しみも、あなたの痛みも、あなたの病気も理解してくださる神様。
He knows your sadness, he knows your pain, he knows your sicknesses, he knows everything.
それがあなたの神様なんです。
That is your God, that is our God.
それがクリスマスのメッセージ。
And that is the message of Christmas.
だから皆さん、がっかりしないでください。
So we don't want you to be disappointed.
いや、私、行くパーティーがないし、帰るべき家がないし、家族もないしって、がっかりしないでください。それってクリスマスの一番ペラペラの部分なんです。
You know, don't get all tripped up and disappointed if you didn't have a party to go to or you didn't get the present you wanted or whatever. That is the most superficial, you know, just surface level complaint about Christmas.
クリスマスのど真ん中は何ですか?
What is the core? What is the heart of Christmas?
God.Loves me. 神様は私を愛してるっていうのが。
We need that big on the screen, right? God loves me. That's the core. That is the heart of Christmas. And so, yeah, you didn't get the iPhone 7. Who cares?
Yes.
Who cares?
あなたの真っ暗な人生に神様は来られるんです。
Because the darkness of your life has been lit up.By God. God is the light of the world.
そして招いておられるんです。
And Jesus is inviting you into his home.
私の家族に歓迎します。
Come into my house. Come into my family.
だからこの教会のミッションは神様の心と同じなんです。We are welcoming all people into God's family. 私たちはすべての人を神の家族に歓迎します。それが私たちの教会のミッションなんです。
He said it all, but our mission as a church is the same as God's mission as well. You know what? We just want to welcome people into God's family. We want to be a welcoming church that says, "Everybody, come. You are welcome here."
そして神様が all people, すべての人のためにという時に、そこにはあなたが 含まれてます。
And so when God says all people, that this is good news for all people, that includes all people that are here. Everybody, you.
会話桶の中に寝ている赤ちゃんイエス様を想像してみてください。
Let's imagine Jesus lying in the manger.
その赤ちゃんが喋れたらきっとこういうふうに言うでしょう。
If Jesus were to speak out of that manger as a baby, he would probably say something like this.
私は特別な人のために来たのちゃうよ。
I did not come here just for the privileged or the elite or special people.
あなたが特別ですよということをあなたに伝えるために私は来たんです。
In fact, you are privileged. You are special, and I came for you.
あなたは私にとって大切な存在です。
You are precious. You are privileged. You are elite in my eyes.
あの日、会話桶に布に包まれて置かれたイエス様は30年後どうなったか知ってる？
So do you know what happened to Jesus around 30 years after the day that he was laid in that manger?
30歳になるとイエス様は神がどのような方かということを社会に知らせるために様々な奇跡を行い、様々なお話をされました。神の国の話でした。
So, Jesus, when he was 30 years old, around that age, he started to share with the world around him what the kingdom of God was like. That included healing the sick, that included, you know, driving out evil spirits.That included giving people all sorts of teachings about who God was.
たくさんの病を癒やし、悪霊を追い出しました。
He healed the sick. He performed miracles. He taught amazing things to the people.
神に喜ばれる人生ってどんなものかということを説明したんです。
So he explained to people what kind of life was pleasing to God.
そして弟子たちを取りました。
And he also made for himself disciples.
そして彼らを訓練しました。
He discipled them. He raised them up.
多くの人に影響を与えました。
He influenced all sorts of people.
でも33歳の時に社会のウイルスとして逮捕されたんです。
Now, unfortunately or fortunately, depending how you look at it, at age 33, he was arrested. He was seen as a menace to society.
そして簡単な裁判の後、すぐに十字架につけられて処刑されてしまった。
Now, not only was he arrested, you know, unfairly, he was also unfairly sentenced to life, to death.On the cross.
そして墓に入れられました。
He died on the cross. He was crucified. Then he was put in a grave.
でもその3日後に素晴らしいことが起こったんです。
But the great thing is, three days later, an amazing thing happened.
イエス様よみがえられました。
He rose from the dead.
そんな言うてるだけじゃんと思うかもしれないけど。
You might be saying, yeah, you know, you're saying that.
一人二人言うてるだけだと僕信じへんけど。
Yeah, okay. If one or two people said it, I wouldn't believe it then.
500人以上の人がイエス様よみがえられたイエス様のことです。
500 people or more witnessed him.
そして彼らが見ている前でイエス・キリストは天に上げられたと言う。
These people that saw him resurrected also saw him ascend into heaven.
でもその時に約束されたって言うんです。
But Jesus also made a promise.
私は帰ってくるよ。
I'm coming back.
私は帰ってくるよ。これこのめちゃくちゃになった世界をこのままでほっとかないよ。私は帰ってきます。
I know I can see that the world is in a mess, but when I come back, it's not going to be a mess no more. It's going to be cleaned up.
そして2000年前、ベツレヘムの馬小屋で生まれた赤ちゃん、あの家で生まれた赤ちゃんは今も生きておられる神様なんです。
So this baby that was born in a manger in a home in Bethlehem 2000 years ago is alive and well in heaven right now.
今生きておられてあなたをご自身との関係に招いておられるんです。
And Jesus right now is inviting each and every one of you in this room into relationship with him.
あなたのこと愛してるんです。
I love you, he says.
神様があなたのこと愛してるんやって。
Like, God loves you.
そしてそれを知ることが最高のクリスマスの過ごし方なんです。
Like, that's pretty awesome to know that the God of the universe who knows everything filthy about you loves you like crazy.
イエス様が取った弟子の一人の中にヨハネという人がいました。
That's the good news of Christmas. Now let's look at what one of Jesus' disciples said about God. His name was John.
ヨハネっていう人は手紙を書いたんだけど、その一つの手紙にこういうことに書いてあります。
So this apostle of Jesus, his name was John. He wrote letters. They're in the Bible. One of them is 1 John.
読んでみましょう。こういうふうに書いたんです。私たちは私たちに対する神の愛を知ってます。またそれに信頼を置いています。神は愛です。愛のうちにいるものは愛のうちにとどまり、愛のうちにおり、神もその人のうちにおられます。このことによって、ただこのことによって、愛が私たちにおいてパーフェクトになりました。
So in 1 John chapter 4 verse 16 it says this, And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us.、
うん、皆さん、すべての人が完全な愛を求めて、12月になったらショッピングモールやユニバーサルスタジオやさまざまなところで歩くんです。どこや完全な愛は、どこや完全な愛は、言うて。
You know, aren't we all just kind of wandering around aimlessly, or not aimlessly, we're actually aiming for, looking for perfect love during this Christmas season. We're trying to find it in the gifts that we buy, we're trying to find it going to USJ, we're trying to find it with a loved one when we take these little trips together, right?、
うん、誰かと一緒にショッピングモール行って、デパート行った、ホテル行った、ユニバーサルスタジオ行ったりするんですもん。そしてそれを見つけようとしてプレゼント買ったりもらったりするんです。
You know, so you buy the presents and you eat the chicken and all that stuff, and you're not going to find the perfect love from Colonel Sanders or anywhere else.
悪いことないです、それは全然。
It's not a bad thing to do those things.
そんな中に皆さんが求めてるものはないんです。
But you're not going to find what you're looking for in those things.
どこにあるんですか、パーフェクトラブ。
Where is this perfect love that you're looking for?
神に対する愛を知ることの中にあるんです。
It is in the midst of knowing the God who loves you.
うん。貝羽桶に寝かされた赤ちゃんイエス様の顔の中にあるんです。
It is in the face, in the smile of Jesus Christ, the baby lying in the manger.
その方があなたを愛してるって知ってる?
Did you know? He loves you?
この聖書の箇所が言うてるのは、それを知るとき、あなたはパーフェクトラブをゲットできます。
What this passage here on the screen says is that when you know that Jesus loves you, when you know the love of Christ, then you've experienced perfect love.
だから、もしあなたがこういうふうに思えたら、いや、私そんなこと考えたこともなかったわって、もし言うんやったら。
You might be saying, I've never thought about it in that way.
うん。でも、もしこの神様が私のための神様やったとしたら、私その神様と関係を持ちたいって言うんやったら。うん。じゃあ、どうぞ一緒に来たお友達に、もしくは僕に、私その神様をこれから信頼して歩んでいきたいですだと言いに来てください。
If you're hearing this for the first time or experiencing it and really understanding it for the first time and you say, hey, I want perfect love, I want this love that God has to offer me, and this is your first time really realizing it, tell the person that you came with that you've made this decision that you want to know more about this God, or come and tell Fumi after service as well.
また、もしこういうふうに感じるかもしれない。いや、私ずっとクリスチャンで今日聞いた話知ってるって思うかもしれません。
Some of you might be saying, well, I knew almost everything that you said today. I'm a Christian. I've been going to church for a while.、
うん、でも考えてください。皆さんにとっての羊飼いは誰ですか?
Well, then think about it in these terms.
つまり、
Who are the shepherds in your life?
クリスマスは僕のためじゃない。俺は関係ないや、このシーズンにはって。私関係ないねんこのシーズンはっていうふうに思ってる人は誰でしょう。
Is there anybody in your life right now that would be saying, just like the shepherds did, that Christmas is not for them, that, you know what, they're maybe not clean enough or not educated enough or not rich enough or, you know, Christmas just is not mine. I have no business being joyful in this season.、うん、is there anyone in your life
その人、
like、
一人を見つけて。
Find somebody.
E メール送ってあげて。
Send them an email.
LINE のメッセージ送ってあげて。
Send them a little message on your phone.
Merry Christmas.
Wish them a Merry Christmas.
クリスマスにあなたのこと考えたよって。
I was thinking about you today.
また今度会おうねって。
Let's get together sometime.
あ、ね、いや、クリスマスのプレゼントって24日までつかなあかんのちゃうんって思うかもしれないけど。
You might be thinking, well, like, I didn't get them a present. You know, the 25th is already here. What do I do?
うん。でも安心してください。今から行って4日遅れで着いたかってみんなハッピーやから、どうぞそういう人たちのために小さなプレゼント買って送ってあげてください。宅急便で送ってあげてください。
Okay, you know what? If you buy the present on the 25th or even the 26th or whatever, and you send it to them and they get it on the 28th or 29th, they're not going to care what date they received it on. They're going to care that you thought of them and sent them a present.
クリスマスカードに12月26って着いたらもうダメって、そんな誰も決めてないね。
Not like, you know, you mail them the Christmas card and they look and they see that it was, you know, it was stamped on the 26th and you mailed it a day late and they'll be like,
まあ、クリスマスのプレゼントは12月25日と11時59分までで、ただ決まってないんです。
It's not like your Christmas presents or Christmas wishes or Christmas cards expire at 11:59 p.m. on December 25th.
あなたにとっての羊飼いは誰ですか?
Who are the shepherds in your life?
私たちが神の愛を知り、私たちが誰かを愛するときに完全な愛を私たちは得るんです。
You know, when we receive that perfect love,From God, or we receive that perfect love from God also when we experience God's love and we share that love with those around us.
Perfect love のクリスマスにしましょう。
Let's make this a Christmas of perfect love.
このクリスマスはあなたのクリスマスなんです。
This is your Christmas, remember that.
そしてこの日生まれた神様はあなたの神様なんです。
God was born for you, right?
その神様にあなたはどんな レスポンスしますか、リアクションしますか。
So how do you respond to that love?
いや、関係ないわって言うか。
You might say, oh, well, you know, that's not for me.
それとも羊飼いたちのように探しに行きますか。
Or are you going to be like the shepherd and say, really, it's for me? I can experience that perfect joy? I want to go out and find it.
聖書に書いてあるのは、あなたが探すならば、あなたは必ず見つけることができる。
It says in the Bible that if you seek, you'll find.
なんででしょう。
Why?
だって神様はあなたのために来たんやもん。
God came for you, right?
かくれんぼするために来たんじゃないんです。
God didn't come here to play hide and seek and to come down and say, well, now you come and find me, and if you don't find me, too bad.
あなたに見つけられるために来たんです。
God came down to find you.
もっと言うと、あなたを見つけて、あなたが見つけられて、そして関係を結ぶために来たんです。
You know, to take it a step further, he didn't just come to see you and say, hey, wasn't that fun? He came down to say, I came down to find you, to get in relationship with you, to have that love relationship, to give you perfect love.
それくらい神様はあなたのことを愛してるんです。
That's how much God loves you.
このクリスマスはあなたのメリークリスマスだ。
This is your Merry Christmas.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、どうぞ私たちがこのクリスマスにあなたが私たちを愛されていることを知ることができますように。
Lord, help us on this Christmas day to understand even more how much you love us.
あなたが普通の環境に生まれてきてくださったことを感謝します。
We are thankful that you were born just into a normal situation just like we were.
それによって私たちのことを理解してくださる神様であることを感謝します。
And we're thankful that you can understand us. You're the God who understands.
私たちのことを理解してくださる神様で本当にありがとう。
Thank you so much for understanding us, for being the God who understands His people.
あなたが愛してくださることを思い出すクリスマスにしたいと思います。
Help us to remember this Christmas how much you love us.、
うん、そしてまた私たちの人生の中で本当にこのクリスマスに疎外感を感じて悲しい思いをしている人たちに私たちを少しでもあなたの愛を分かち合いたいと思います。
Lord, we want to, you know, receive this love from you, this amazing love from you, and we want to share it even in a little way, in a way that we can, with those people that need your love today.
イエス様、この地上に来てくださって私たちを愛してくださって私たちを救ってくださってありがとう。
Thank you for your love, Jesus. Thank you for your salvation that you brought to this earth.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
アーメン。
Amen.